This is Morning Edition on KSJD. I'm Daniel Reisel. The 2020 census has been underway for almost 2 weeks, and it too is feeling the effects of a country adapting to the coronavirus. For an update on how responses are looking locally and what their accuracy means for federal disaster support, Rachel Medina joins me now. She's a GIS specialist with Montezuma County and part of the Montezuma Complete Count Committee. Good morning, Rachel.
Thank you for having me.
The Census Bureau is sharing regular updates on self-response rates across the country, but how are things looking here in the county?
I think our response rate is on track. I'm hoping that people continue to fill it out and see the importance of it, but we're almost right at the Colorado self-response rate.
Yeah, I read that Montezuma County is at 18.4% compared to the state that's at 21.2%. Do you know how this is looking compared to, say, other rural counties in this part of the state?
Yeah, if we look at La Plata County, our next-door neighbors who have a larger population, they're only at 14%, 14.5%. And then our smaller counties that are in the southwest region are all looking at less than 10% right now.
What do you think this says about how people or why people are engaging in their own self-response?
I hope it means that all the efforts that our Complete Count Committee has been doing are successful, that we're reaching the community, telling them why it's important, and the community is responding.
The Complete Count Committee had initially announced that people could fill out their census online by using tablets and computers at libraries and some other public buildings. But with so many closures of those places announced, what are people's options for responding now?
Well, people can still, if they have access to computers, they can still go online and fill it out. That'd be the best way. But if they don't have access, hopefully they hear this and they know that they can call a phone number, or they can wait for the paper form to come in, because that will be mailed to them as well.
And I'll have that number and that website shared at the end of this interview in just a couple of minutes for listeners. Do you know if people can still expect to see a census taker at their door if a self-response isn't submitted?
Yes, I think the Census Bureau has decided to push back those dates that census workers would come to doors, just because some things are still up in the air on when we'll be on the downside of this epidemic. So they pushed that back by at least 2 weeks. So we're probably looking at June or July when people will start knocking on doors.
Last time we talked, you brought up that federal funding is equal to about $2,300 per Colorado resident. And now that we're seeing local and state governments engage with emergency funding to fight the coronavirus, how does that tie to the value of this current census effort?
It's really important for the government to know how many people exactly are in each community while they're dispersing emergency funds everywhere, because since this is something that impacts our whole country, they're having to decide how much goes to each community, and the census numbers are really what determine how much we're going to get. So it's important that we are accurately counted, that you are counted here and not somewhere else.
Is there anything else about the committee's efforts at this time that you'd like to address that we didn't already go over?
We still have banners in all of the grocery stores, and we're posting on the county's Facebook pages and in the Facebook groups, the communities, helping communities Facebook groups. So hopefully people are seeing that message and remembering that this data is critical while we see our nation go through an emergency.
Rachel Medina is part of the Montezuma Complete Count Committee and is a GIS specialist with the county. Your census response can be submitted at 2020census.gov or by calling 844-330-2020 for English language instructions or 844-468-2020 in Spanish. Mail forms will also be sent to a wider range of households for those who don't respond online or by phone. Rachel, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me.